afternoon, and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL each Sunday, now at our new time, 11 a.m. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we are here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. By joining our email list, each week you'll get announcements about the show, about our blog, our newsletters, you'll get updates on the law, and a lot more. As a matter of fact, tomorrow's blog topic, board members, take advantage of all of the resources that are out there for you. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. That's, again, that's 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. Well, we're getting even closer to our big debut in Orlando and on Florida's Treasure Coast and Space Coast. That's November 1st coming up.
Absolutely. That's right. Starting November 1st at 11 a.m., the show will now be heard on WHOO. That's 1080 in Orlando, and WIXC. That's 1060 in Melbourne and Florida's Space Coast.
Absolutely. Really, really looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun.
And again, we start a little earlier at 11 o'clock instead of noon, but we're about to cover lots more of the state.
Yeah. Before we get going, Karen, I also just want to thank all of the wonderful people who showed up to our seminar this week in Bradenton. That was Thursday at the Bradenton L&L Condo and HOA Expo. We had a packed house for our board certification seminar. And I'll tell you, it's so flattering to go to an area that, you know, the show really doesn't broadcast to. Didn't do a lot of legal work there over the years in Bradenton. I had never been there before. And when you walk into an event with so many people and everybody tells you that they love the radio show and, you know, they read the columns, that's really, really flattering.
That's so flattering.
Because you know that they have to listen to that show on the Internet. And so many people make it their business and go through the trouble of actually tuning in. Very much appreciated. Incredibly nice crowd in Bradenton. It was really a pleasure meeting all of them. And really, as you know, the Bradenton seminar kicked off what is about to be a very, very busy October, because as our listeners know, the election season is fast approaching. It's really on us, quite frankly, for both condos and HOAs. And remember, board members, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you are automatically off the board. And one way of getting certified, take our Condo Craze and HOA's board member certification course. It certifies both condo directors and HOA directors. And by the way, we've now taught the course to about 11,000 Floridians.
Wow.
All over the state.
So. And now Eric will be teaching the course all around the state on October 14th at 9 a.m. at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
A week later, the 21st, Tampa Bay. I got to drive back there. Tampa Bay Convention Center.
October 29th, 9 a.m., Miami Beach Convention Center.
All right. Now, January or February, the date to be determined, we will be back at the Hard Rock. We'll know this week exactly the date, but sometime in January or February, we will definitely be back at the Hard Rock in Hollywood.
Okay. Then February 13th, Holiday Inn, Orlando, Universal Studios. All right.
Absolutely. And March 9th, Broward Convention Center. And finally, the big event, Karen.
Woohoo! May 1st, Hard Rock Hotel. It's going to be our live radio show and day of education.
Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Busy, busy schedule. Lots of opportunities for board members and potential board members to take advantage of. And please don't get certified by signing that silly self-serving affidavit. Can't take it when I hear that. Come learn something in a class for a few hours. Again, it's fun, educational, and you're with your peers in a great environment.
And as always, we're going to remind you that registration is extremely easy, so there's no excuse not to. You just go to condocrazeandhoas.com. That's spelled out C-O-N-D-O-C-R-A-Z-E ANDHOAS.com, or just download the Condo Craze app for your iPhone or Android device and click on the Register for Our Seminars tab. That's all you got to do.
And the whole thing is free.
Free.
We
food.
Feed you.
Right, exactly.
Everything.
So we really look forward to seeing everybody.
And certify you. And you get a certificate at the end.
Absolutely.
So last week we spent some time talking about a police officer. A police officer who stole from an association by billing for time as a security guard when he wasn't even at the property. He lost his job. We spoke about whether or not it is a good idea to sometimes have a police officer at your board meeting or annual meeting. We think yes. And we wound up speaking about competitive bidding and whether or not the statute really has any teeth.
Yeah, and a quick recap of that, Karen. I mentioned that some owners are actually insulted when they see that the board went and they hired a police officer to attend a meeting. They can't believe that their own board thinks that they would resort to violence. But the truth is, I've been at a meeting or two where it was a good thing an officer was present, or things really could have become violent pretty fast. So sometimes it's called for, even in a 55 and over community, actually, it may be called for to have a police officer present. Like I said last time, the most violent fight I've ever seen break out at a board meeting was at a 55 and over community where canes and walkers were like flying all over the place.
Oh, I can tell you firsthand, I can say this without cracking a smile, I've seen canes thrown. So
right.
It can happen.
The tennis ball flew off.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. But basically, Eric, in terms of competitive bidding, while we learned that the statutes generally require your associations to engage in competitive bidding, there are just so many exceptions to the rule that the rule has almost become meaningless. For example, and my favorite one, of course, is the rule doesn't apply to law firms, because guess who wrote the statute?
Exactly.
Everyone, lawyers.
Right.
But it also doesn't apply to management companies and engineers either.
And our blog readers chimed in on, and some of them thought competitive bidding was great, while others agreed that the exceptions swallowed the rule.
Exactly. How about we go to our first call, Ron from Hollywood. How are you, Ron?
Hey, Eric. Hi, Karen. Hi, everyone. And I missed
Hello.
You guys a couple Sundays. I thought you were still on at 12.
No more. 11 o'clock.
They're trying to make us pay for our neighbor's maintenance fees through our assessments. How can that be possible when we have our own assessments that we have to pay for?
Well, when you say they make you pay for your neighbor's assessments, I guess, you know, you have people in your community that aren't paying. So
yes,
the bottom line is at the end of the month, the bill's got to get paid. So
exactly.
if there are people that are not paying, it actually says it in the statutes themselves that the others can wind up paying more to make up for what the other people aren't paying. Of course, if they don't pay, they face a foreclosure action. But the bottom line is the bills at the end of the month are the same. And, for example, your electric bill, the water bill for the community, that bill got to get paid. If it doesn't get paid, there's going to be no electric or no water for the community. So, unfortunately, those paying persons are going to wind up having to pay more. The association is going to wind up filing a foreclosure against those people that aren't paying. But that's what it is when you move into a community. One for all you know, all for one. What happens to you depends upon what's going on with your neighbors. If they're not paying in a community association, the burden is going to fall on the unit owners that typically do pay to simply pay more, unless you don't mind living without electric or living without water. That's the bottom line.
I mean, they're going to condemn our place around March of 2016 because of the bad roofs, and we can't even get them fixed.
Well, your board has an obligation. Even though money's tight, your board has an obligation to either go out now, pass a special assessment to fix roofs, especially if you've been, you know, red tagged by the local municipality. And while it may be tough to do it, you may even have to borrow money from a bank. There's banks that loan money all the time. One of our sponsors does that. You know, City National does that all the time. Loan money to associations to fund a special assessment to make repairs in your community. So even when things are tough, the board still has an obligation to go after the people that aren't paying, number one. Number two, still have to make the repairs that need to be made.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Lots to talk about when we get back regarding collections in your community, just as Ron was talking about. Be back right after this.
If you're looking for a new cable TV and internet provider with exceptional HD quality and trendsetting technology, there's only one clear choice of provider for your community, OpticalTel. Founded in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated cable TV, internet, and phone provider that uses cutting-edge fiber optic technology to deliver exceptional quality quality and customer service, specifically catered to condominiums and homeowners associations like yours, all at a great price. Before your association signs that long-term renewal for the same dated technology, let OpticalTel provide you with a no-obligation quote for services utilizing fiber optics to your community. Experienced team members will prepare a custom proposal outlining the OpticalTel advantage, as well as the one-stop shop approach to account management, construction, customer service, and most importantly, customer satisfaction. To learn how to future-proof your community with fiber technology, call 1-800-920-7701. That's 1-800-920-7701. Or email fibernow@opticaltel.com. And remember, changing the past is impossible, but changing your community's future is not.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Well, Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right, let's talk about an event that I really hope to see a lot of people at this coming Thursday night. It's called Property Buzz. So what's the buzz? Again, you can find out this coming Thursday night, October 15th at 5:30 at Tarpon Bend at 65 Miracle Mile in Coral Gables. So what is Property Buzz? Property Buzz is a gathering of Miami Area Community Association board members, managers, partners, and every month we get together to network and share and discuss community association life. We talk about what's on your mind, discuss what's happening in your neighborhood, but we do it in a relaxing environment where you can enjoy yourself and have a real casual happy hour. Come meet all the companies that participated and just have a lot of fun. Again, that's this Thursday night at Tarpon Bend. That's 65 Miracle Mile in Coral Gables. Again, Tarpon Bend, 65 Miracle Mile. This Thursday night, October 15th, 5:30 to 8:30. If you want to join up, just let us know you're going to be there. Give us a call in the office at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And we look forward to seeing everybody Thursday night. Should be a lot of fun. On that note, how about we go to Bill in Boynton? How are you, Bill? We lost Bill. All right, how about we go to Sonia in Plantation?
Hi.
How are you, Sonia?
Hi, I have two questions. One is the board supposed to be, when they meet, discussing the affairs together and then giving instruction to the management company to handle the affairs of the association?
Okay.
Or is the management company supposed to be directing the board what to do?
Okay.
That's
See,
one.
The question is, you know, sometimes the tail is wagging the dog, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And we talk about this all the time, especially at our seminars. And I got to tell you, for whatever the reason is, it's worse in communities that are 55 and over, where the management companies tend to be more dominating. And what do I mean by that? The answer to your question is the management company works for the board of directors. That's the bottom line. The board of directors tells the management company basically what to do. The management company certainly has their statutory responsibilities. They have maybe contractual responsibilities, but the bottom line in terms of policy and how to do things, it's the board that directs the management companies. It's not the other way around. For example, I can't tell you how many times we talk all around the state and the board members tell me, well, the management company said we have to hire this law firm, or the management company said we have to hire this landscaper or this accounting firm, and it goes on and on. Even though we don't want them, they told us this is what we have to do. And I'm standing there, you know, and you say, well, that's when you absolutely need to fire your management company, because they work for you. They can make suggestions to you on who should be hired, but the bottom line is the board makes these decisions. So, Sonia, I hope that somewhat answers your question.
That was the first one. Can I ask another one?
Absolutely.
Okay. The board on the budget for the coming year had an item, a line item, for Obamacare, and the way it was explained is that it's the management company that will be charged because they don't have insurance for the employees, so that amount of money is to pay the fine.
Whoa.
So that amount of money, wow, I've never heard that before. That is interesting. So okay, so I'm thinking this through. So the management company is not offering their employees health care coverage. So
right.
Because they're not offering, and again, for those of you that might be confused, typically when a management company takes over an association, those employees become employees of the management company, not the association. So the management company is not offering these employees health insurance benefits. They know they're going to get hit with a fine, so that fine is simply being passed on to the community association.
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to know who the management company is that's doing that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Is that legal?
I'm sorry?
Is that legal?
Is it legal to say what's going on in your community? Nothing illegal about it, sure.
No, yeah, I'm just saying, is it legal for them
Illegal to pass it on? You know what?
I think budget?
the bottom line is, I think if your association is willing to contractually agree to that, I don't think there's anything that makes it illegal.
I mean, let's say there's just like the price of
Know, it's the price of doing business in that situation,
like some other thing, they like the price of golf carts that they use to go around communities goes up. They just pass that on to you. It's a little unseemly though to be passing along your inability to provide health care to your employees.
Right. The bigger problem is, why aren't they providing health care coverage? Why are they willing to pay the fine, but they're not willing to at least provide a portion of the health care coverage? Most legitimate management companies are doing just that today. They're paying at least some of the employees' health care coverage. Okay. So the question is, in this particular situation, I'm wondering why it's not being done. And if it's not being done, you might want to look at for a management company that treats its employees a little better. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. All right, we see that Bill from Boynton is back. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great, Eric. I got two quick questions for you, and I know the first one you've covered it a million times, but I got to ask it again.
Sure.
Condominium, the upstairs apartment, let's say, leaks water down on the floor below and the floor below. Isn't it in Florida, everybody is responsible for their own apartment's damage?
Yeah, pretty much. Unless the exception to the rule is if you can prove that the person upstairs was negligent. For example, they knew that their toilet or their bathtub was leaking. They knew it was a problem. A plumber told them it was a problem. They did nothing to correct it. Over time, it got worse and worse and worse. Now, because of your negligence in failing to repair it, you caused my ceiling underneath to collapse. Proving that sometimes, though. Same thing works the same way in between the relationship between a unit owner and the condo association. Sometimes condo owners think that just because a pipe bursts in the wall, for example, it's automatically the condo's fault and the condo has to pay for all the damage in my unit. Not true. The unit owner would have to show negligence on behalf of the condo association, meaning that the condo knew that there was a leak and they were ignoring it, or after it leaked, the condo took an unreasonable amount of time to clean it up, resulting in additional damages.
Okay. All right. Okay. And the second question is that, and I think this is kind of typical, my documents have missing amendments from 35 years ago, and I purchased these documents from the association. What the legal stand on that? Because, I mean, when I bought my apartment, I signed a document saying I agree to abide by these rules, and I read the documents, but they're 35 years out of date.
You saying you can't find some of them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is that I purchased a couple of years ago a set of documents from the association.
Right.
And now I'm finding out that there's amendments that are 35 years old and are not in the documents.
Well, here's the bottom line. Amendments in a condominium only become effective when they're recorded. If they've been recorded, that means you can get them online somewhere. Okay? The clerk's office, the recorder's office of the county where your condo is located. What county?
Palm Beach.
You're in Palm Beach County, right?
Yes.
Palm Beach County Public Records should have a copy of your declaration of condominium online and all subsequent amendments to that declaration of condominium.
And if it's within the last 30 years, it should be available
online. Well, I'm sure they do, but my point is that when I'm buying the apartment, this is what's presented to me as the living document or the documents, and I've been given bogus documents as far as I'm concerned.
Because you didn't get all the amendments? I'll say this, in a condo when you move in, buyer beware. Make sure that before you move in, you do, in fact, get copies of all your documents. Go online. Listen, you know how many times, and Scott will tell you this too, when we get hired by an association, a new association, they come in and they say, hey, Eric, here's a set of our documents. You know what I tell them? I don't want those. I don't trust the ones that you're giving me. I'm going to go online, and I'm going to see what's actually been recorded. Those are the ones I'm going to go with. So many of them, associations come in with documents that are not recorded. They think it's that their declaration was amended. It wasn't. It was actually the rules that were amended. So I'm going to go online myself. We do it all the time.
Right.
And we're going to go with whatever the actual recorded documents say.
Okay. Great.
All right, Bill?
Eric. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks for the phone call. All right, let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to PDPaintingInc.com. Again, that's PDPaintingInc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting. Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, macinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. The phone number to call is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585 for free advice about your condo or HOA and the association.
All right, Jack from Jupiter. How are you, Jupiter Jack? How can we help? Jack, you there?
Yes, this is he.
How can we help you, Jack?
Oh, good morning. Thank you for the welcome, Counselor. There's a Florida statute, I believe it's 718, that provides when the owner of the property doesn't pay his assessments or maintenance fees, they can then come after the association, come after the tenant, which I understand. However, is there a statute of limitations, a time lapse that becomes onerous before they can do that? Let's say they don't do anything for 5 years. They slept on their rights. Can then the owner move for, let's say, estoppel by latches to prevent them from
collecting? That's an interesting question. So the association has a unit owner in there. The unit owner has been delinquent to the association, not paying for 5 years, but there's a tenant in there, and because...
Stop. He hasn't paid to the association.
The owner hasn't paid the association,
right?
Not
done anything for 5 years in collecting it to the, from the tenant.
Right. Oh, no, I understand what you're saying. So,
okay.
Yes, I would tell you that, generally speaking, you can only sue a unit owner for, like, the last 5 years of unpaid assessments in an association.
Okay.
But that statute, and Scott, tell me what you think about it, but the bottom line is, why can't they collect money from the tenant right now for all sums that are due within the last 5 years? Every month is a brand-new obligation that's been reached. In other words, what I'm telling you is, let's say somebody stops paying for 5 years, their assessments.
Right.
I think what you're trying to tell me is once somebody hits the five-year mark, that's it. The association can never do anything to them again because the statute of limitations has expired.
Not to them, to the tenant.
No, even to
the
tenant.
Owner, obviously, they can come after the owner.
No.
They could probably sue for money damages.
That statute of limitations keeps changing. In other words, you can go back for the last 5 years, even as to the tenant.
It's a different breach each month.
Yeah, it's a breach, different breach each month. I agree. So, yes, you can go after the tenant. No two ways about it. The tenant would be responsible. The association would stand in the shoes of the unit owner, in effect. The association becomes the landlord if the tenant doesn't pay. The association
right.
can file an eviction action against them.
No, I understand. So estoppel by latches wouldn't work on
nope.
the situation.
Absolutely not, because, again, each month that goes by, the statute of limitations keeps changing.
Yeah,
and you can go 5 years back from that date.
One more quick question, if I may, sir. What the hell is it here? Excuse me, I'm sorry, I lost the train of thought. Forget it. Don't
all right, let's do this, Jackie. Thank you. Give us a call back, all right, if it pops into your head.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it. How about we go to Alan and Tamarack? How are you, Alan? Did we lose Alan? I think we lost Alan. Okay, so Alan will call back as well. All right, taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Let's do this. Let's move on to something that community associations should really be aware of, because they can get clobbered in the pocketbook if they don't watch out. And it's a very interesting foreclosure case, which was recently ruled upon by the Second District Court of Appeal here in Florida. And for those of you who are playing along at home, the name of the case is Bank of America versus the Enclave at Richmond Place. And this case was decided on August 21st. And while it's a case about a foreclosure of a condominium unit that we were kind of just talking about, it's really more about making sure that attorneys be careful, don't fall into the trap of treating every foreclosure case the same, because if you do, you can cost your client, the association, a lot of money.
Yeah, so here's what happened. Countrywide Home Loans forecloses on a condominium unit and names the association as a defendant, and that's done in just about every case. Sounds simple so far, everybody, but the association then files its standard answer and affirmative defenses and says Countrywide will owe the association the lesser of 1% of the mortgage or 6 months of assessments should it get back the unit at the foreclosure sale. This, too, is pretty standard. The amounts have changed, but this is what usually is written in answers and affirmative defenses to foreclosure actions. This and here, the association's attorney specifically states that they're relying upon the safe harbor provisions of Florida Statute 718-116.
Right, so pretty standard stuff so far. But here's where this case gets a little tricky, though. Midway through the case, Bank of America is substituted in as the plaintiff instead of Countrywide, okay? So Countrywide no longer the plaintiff. Bank of America becomes the plaintiff. Now, the case doesn't say if the original note mortgage was assigned to Bank of America, though. But then Bank of America, again, that new plaintiff, Bank of America winds up purchasing the property at the foreclosure sale. Now, since Countrywide was the original lender, but a different bank, Bank of America, now purchased the property at the foreclosure sale, the association now argued for the first time that Bank of America wasn't entitled to the protection of the 6 months or 1%. And the trial judge agreed, but then Bank of America appealed.
Yeah, and here's the problem for the condominium association. At no time during their case did they amend their pleadings. They said from the beginning that the plaintiff's lien is superior to the condo lien. They never officially backed off of that position at any time during the trial court case. So even when Bank of America was substituted as plaintiff instead of Countrywide, the pleadings remain the same. So the appellate court said the association waived their right to now ask for anything more than the statutory amounts of 6 months,
right,
or 1%.
Right.
So how much money did this error wind up costing the association?
Yeah, hold on. This error in failing to amend the association's pleadings cost the association about $35,000, all because the association didn't change their pleadings to take out the fact that they agree that the plaintiff owes 6 months or 1%. They needed to take that out, and they didn't do it. And it was a $35,000 error, again, all because the association failed to amend its answer and affirmative defenses. Had the association simply done that, they would have gotten all the money. So the lesson here is that not all foreclosure cases are the same. They are not. They got to each be treated differently. Sometimes the association has a valid defense to getting wiped out in a foreclosure case, and you got to be prepared for that. But if you don't amend your pleadings with the court, no matter how good your defense is, you're not going to be allowed to proceed with it, and the association could be out a whole lot of money. So, again, be careful, especially association attorneys. Be very careful. Make sure you amend your pleadings. If not, you can wind up costing the association client a lot of money. You have any questions about collections in your association, give us a call at the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. When we get back, we have perhaps even a more important case to talk to everyone about, especially if you live in an HOA and you're concerned about your collections. We'll be back right after this.
As a flood or other disaster struck your community, is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653. 53.
or visit servicemaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243, affinitymanagementservices.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Well, welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. And if you'd like to call into the show and ask Eric or Scott a question, give us a call at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right, so we just wound up talking about a really important collections case that says your attorney better be careful and amend their pleadings, amend your association's pleadings. If not, you could wind up costing the association a lot of money. Want to move on to another case, okay? And again, involving collections, that's recently been ruled on as well. And on June 1st, the 4th District Court of Appeals issued a decision in a case called Pundit 2 Joint Venture versus Westwood Gardens HOA. And this case also doesn't bode too well for some associations. So how about telling us what it's all about, Scott?
All right, here's some background on the case. A bank foreclosed on a unit, and at the foreclosure auction, a third party bought the unit. Usually that's good news for the association because the HOA statute, that's Florida Statute 720, everyone, states that a new buyer is jointly and severally liable with the old owner for any unpaid assessments owed to the association. So you get everything back that
right.
you...
So far it sounds great for the association.
Thinking that was the situation here, the attorney for the HOA sent a letter to the new owner telling the new owner to pay the association and bring the account current. And usually the HOA and their lawyer would be absolutely right. But that's not what happened,
yeah,
right, Eric?
Yeah, that's not what happened here. And we see this all too often in our office. The problem in this case was that even though the statute protected this HOA, the governing documents of this community specifically stated that purchasers at a foreclosure sale, they're not responsible for any of the unpaid assessments that are owed on the unit by the prior owner. So this new buyer said to the association, hey, I know you're asking me for all the money, but read your own documents. I don't owe you a thing. And in court, the association argued that, wait a minute, that the Florida statute making this third party responsible, it was passed after we recorded our governing documents, and therefore the documents don't count. It's the statute that counts. You got to go with the new statute. The trial court actually agreed with them and ruled with the association. However, when the case went up on appeal, the 4th District Court of Appeal reversed the trial court, and they sided with the new owner. And they said the unit owner doesn't owe the association any back assessments at all. And the reason the association lost was something that I'm pretty much familiar with, was that their own governing documents didn't contain the magic words, Scott, right? The amended from time to time language that I always talk about at our seminar. In mm-hmm. other words, there was no language in the association's governing documents that automatically adopted this new statute that would have protected the association, and it didn't automatically adopt this new change in the law making owners responsible for these unpaid assessments. And because the as amended from time to time language wasn't there, guess what? That new law didn't automatically apply in the HOA, and the HOA was stuck with mm-hmm. what their old, outdated documents say.
Yeah, the court found that to apply the new statute to the new buyer in the absence of the language, as amended from time to time, as Eric mentioned before, would be a violation of the United States Constitution and the Florida Constitution. So here's why the decision is important. A great deal of HOAs out there have the same exact language in their governing documents that this place had, and it specifically states that the buyers at a judicial sale are not responsible for past due assessments owed by the prior owner. So the only way for an HOA to protect themselves now from getting wiped out is to have the community vote in favor of amending their documents so that they can, the new owners will become jointly and severally liable like they are in, I'd say, you know, 90% of the other communities here in Florida. Then obviously the association would have the ability to recoup all of their losses. So if your association fails to properly amend their documents, and they say this, you're going to be, you know, caught with your pants down, basically.
Absolutely. Another situation that where had the association simply done the right thing, and you know, an easy thing, you know, amend your documents to include the as amended from time to time language, they wouldn't have been wiped out.
Yeah.
So we got two cases in a row, I guess what we're trying to show everybody, two cases in a row where the association got lazy, didn't protect themselves, and twice lost out on a lot of money.
I mean, you know, I bet you the thing is, in this situation at least, I bet you they've gotten the full amount from people in the past, you know?
Yeah, right.
Because they just didn't, you know, hire a lawyer or whatever.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, you know, the one time you get pinched on it is going to cost you probably more than it would cost to, you know, fix the problem, you know.
In the first place, yeah. Exactly. Hey, we got Connie from Clewiston on hold. How are you, Connie?
Yes, fine. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can we help?
I live in Clewiston, Sweet Lake Villas. My pipes broke in the front yard several months ago. Meanwhile, it ruined the fern and everything out there. The management.
Is this a condo or an HOA?
Condo.
Okay.
She said she'd repair it. New management bought it, and I guess they don't want to do anything. Meanwhile, it looks a mess, like a ghetto. I asked the yard man, when are you going to do it? And he said, I needed the money. They didn't pay me, so I spent that money on your yard myself. What can I do?
So the question is, outside, on the outside of your property, the irrigation system broke? Is that what it boils down to? Several months ago, the irrigation system broke in your community. And yes, unquestionably, the irrigation system in a community association is always going to be considered part of the common elements and therefore an obligation of your board of directors to actually repair. Certainly not a responsibility of you. How many units are there in your association, Connie? Do you know?
20, I think.
About 20. Okay, so not a lot. But we don't know how much it's going to cost to actually bring those repairs current in your community association. But whatever it costs, yes, your association has an obligation to make those repairs. It would be negligent, at least I certainly feel so, it would be negligent to allow all of the landscaping to die in the community. It's only yours. Okay, still, even yours. It would be negligent to allow the landscaping in front of your home to die if it's on the common elements, if all that's required is to fix the irrigation system in front of your home.
Yeah.
So
it's fixed, but this land is ruined. It looks like a ghetto. Should I contact the new management or the new owners?
Well, when you say there's not a new owner, because if you live in a condominium, you're the owner. So, yeah, there's probably a new management company that's in place. But what I would do is I would send a certified letter, return receipt requested, to both the condominium association and to the management company, telling them that you are demanding that they make repairs to the common element plumbing that's in front of your property, and that you want anything that's been damaged to be replaced. Because why should you be the only one that should have, you know, no landscaping in front of your property?
Yeah,
they're under an obligation to actually do something about it.
Thank you so much. I will write that letter.
You got it. Thank you, Connie. Hey, where's Clewiston? Anybody know?
Yes, it's out west by Belglade.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not actually too far.
Gotcha. Okay. Just want to really touch on that as amended from time to time language real quickly, because we spend a lot of time talking about this at the seminar. So what is the as amended from time to time language? A lot of you have governing documents that adopt the statutes as they existed when your condominium was built. So the case that I argued, for example, in front of the Florida Supreme Court, the Cohn versus Grand case, that condo was built in 86, and my problem in that case was the condo did not have as amended from time to time language in their documents. So that condo was locked into the statutes as they were in 1986 and not as they also get amended from time to time. So even though new laws came into existence, which would have helped my client and helped other unit owners at the Grand Condominium, none of those new laws were allowed to help them because there was no as amended from time to time language in the governing documents.
Yeah, you know, the Supreme Court here in Florida has been pretty consistent with ruling on that issue over the last 30 years or so, ever since the rec lease cases came about in the 1970s, right, Eric?
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I just respectfully disagree with the Florida Supreme Court, and I know you do as well. I believe that the legislature has the police powers to do its best for its citizens,
yep,
and make laws that, you know, can help the public, and the right to contract is not so sacred that it should prevent, you know, people from, you know, living under laws that protect them and you know, keep things fair and honest.
Of course.
And that's what the U.S. Supreme Court basically did. And here's the about 100 years ago, yeah, when they basically said the contract clauses of the U.S. Constitution is, it's a, you know, for debtors, creditors and debtors, you can't get out of paying your debts.
Here's the crazy part, what a lot of people don't realize now. You can have five condominiums in Florida on one street, all governed by a completely different set of statutes, depending upon when they were built and who has the as amended language and who doesn't. All right, but that brings us to the end of another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. Everybody, tune in next week and have a safe week. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Man, you really should have booked.